This is 90.7 WFAE News. By now, you probably know that President Obama has offered a temporary fix for people whose health insurance companies have canceled their policies because they didn't meet the minimum standards of the Affordable Care Act. You can keep your policies for another year if insurance companies are willing to still offer the plans and if state insurance regulators are okay with it. North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin says he is. He joined President Obama and other insurance commissioners at the White House this week, and he joins us now. Commissioner Goodwin, some state insurance commissioners have decided allowing these plans for one more year just doesn't make sense. They've said the plans were supposed to get canceled because they don't offer enough coverage and that the change could lead to higher insurance premiums. So why did you decide to go along with it?
I had a serious concern about gaps in coverage, given that the communications rollout and the fumbles on the federal website, in addition to the cancellation letters, are confusing people. I believe it was in the best interest of North Carolinians to avoid gaps in coverage, especially for folks who did not have any grandfathered plans. So this was in the best interest of at least 473,000 North Carolinians for me to order what I did last week.
Okay, your department has said it will do an expedited review of the plans insurance companies decide to still offer. How will that work exactly?
Well, the typical insurance filing includes hundreds of pages of documents and statistics and data, and it takes months for my actuaries and other professionals and experts to review it. And what was impacting us this time is that there only was a matter of weeks before canceled policies would occur, and there would be folks with gaps in coverage if we did not have an expedited process. So I ordered my team to scrutinize the significant components of the filing from those health insurance companies and then do the more thorough review on the back end after these policies have been purchased and gone into effect. And if an insurance company has overcharged or otherwise violated the law, then we would deal with that and appropriately at that point through various administrative actions against the company for and on behalf of the policyholder.
Blue Cross Blue Shield has already said it'll raise rates 16% to 24% on its plans that it would have canceled. Is that a number that strikes you as too much?
I cannot comment on that at this point because we are actively expediting a review. My team will be making its recommendations to me very soon. These filed requested rates are much lower than what people had heard about their alternatives were in the cancellation letters. I imagine that folks, if they're going to have coverage, would rather pay less than what they would be paying if they didn't have the resurrected policy.
Okay, so plans that would have been canceled will still be canceled a year from now. So what's to stop us from going through all this again a year from now?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts on this. As I shared with the president this week, I think there needs to be a much better job of communications by all parties, especially the White House and the administration, but also by insurance regulators and particularly the insurance companies. People need to know what their options are. So a year from now, if the consumers are better educated, well-educated on what their options are, and if certain targets are met by the insurance companies and the state regulators and by the folks in Washington, but perhaps we won't face this same issue again.
You met with the president and other state insurance commissioners this week. What did you take away from that meeting?
Several things. One is that the president stressed that he does believe in the role and the power of state-based insurance regulation. And the second is that he is obviously doing his homework more than ever because he shared some statistics without any notes, without any guides whatsoever that were particular and specific to each of the states that were present at this meeting in the Oval Office, and he was very much engaged and was asking what do the states need that's in the best interest of policyholders and our citizens. So I guess the takeaway was that he realizes more than ever that states are the place where consumers are best protected, and he wants us to be even more engaged on this than the federal government.
Commissioner, the president, of course, has received a lot of criticism for the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Did you get a sense that he's worried the law will be able to survive the political fallout?
We had a very in-depth 50 minutes with the president, and he said the politics would handle itself, but that He wanted to make sure that the states and that the consumers are better off than they were before the law was passed. He was expressing very serious concern about, you know, making sure that the problems are solved in whatever way that that means.
North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin, thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thank you.